You're so good. Take your Lopez. Slay, huh? Ice cream so good. Ice cream so good. Yes, 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 yes. Ooh, yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Take your Blake. Take your Jace. Gang, gang.
Okay, we got an issue. I don't know what to say. Oh, Jesus Christ. We have an issue, and I think I know what it is.
How did you get in here?
I'm perplexed. I've never been like this before. I don't know. What the fuck is wrong with people, man? We have an issue, and the issue is very simple. It's simping. You're a simp, plain and simple, little simp. Getting swindled every smile, every giggle makes you feel. The only reason why I'm just going to be upfront is I possibly can. You guys know who I am by now. This has been going around. I don't know where these trends come. It seems like TikTok is like the devil's paradise. Like the shit that happens on there is just fucking weird. Like the shit that people be live streaming, the shit that people be doing, talking about is just very strange and odd. But you know what's funny though? I'll say the same thing. I got to be fair. We got an epidemic of these weird situations going on for one specific, that's caused by one specific thing. And it's us. It's the guys. It's simping. Simping is the only reason why this batshit crazy bitch even exists.
Slay, huh? Ice cream so good.
Or these dingbats exist.
And I do have OnlyFans.
How long you been doing this?
Just about like 2 months.
What got you into it?
I lost my grandpa. He's very close to me. I kind of want to go with his legacy and I kind of want to do it for him.
Wait a minute. Or shit like this happening.
So I'm shooting with today. It's finally happening. Wow. I did not know you were going to do that.
It comes down to one thing and one thing only. Simping. Simping and men having a lack of self-respect. That's the main reason why this shit is going on. This video is not going to be what you think. This video is going to be me, of course. You know, as I said before in the last video, I don't just make videos because I just think I have to. I've been seeing this around like crazy. I did want to just talk about the NPC chick, but people been talking about shit, talking about that too. They've been talking about that like crazy. They covered all the bases, and some of them are just talking about it because it's just content. It's funny. You know what I'm saying? But me, I actually want to make a point to get shit done. I don't just want to talk about a subject just to make fun of it. It's not fun to me. It's not fulfilling. It's no point. I actually want to give some reasons on why this shit is happening. So that way, you don't fall down the same boat, and hopefully, we can start waking each other up. Because we know this shit is stupid, and it's entertaining, yes. But this is causing a lot of issues that the women are profiting off of, and rightfully so. If they know their clientele base,
that was a big yawn, brother.
But if they know their clientele base, I don't know why they wouldn't capitalize on it. I'm not looking at her because it's, you know, because she's retarded. She's not retarded. She knows her market. She's very, very smart. She knows what people are going to click on. She knows what people are going to send her money and stuff like this. I want to show you guys something right quick. I'm not looking at her when I'm looking at how stupid this shit is. I'm looking at these fucking comments.
Ice cream so good.
Get my McDonald's.
Ice cream so good.
Y'all laughing at her, but she making so much money right now. They're saying this shit in the comments. See, the thing is this. Look, I want to be honest with you guys. Social media has created a climate to where embarrassing yourself and basically selling yourself short and basically throwing out your morality systems will make you money if you put it on social media. Becoming a clown is highly appealing now. Most people before had a sense of shame. Before all the social media came along and stuff like that, it was fun to make fun of people and you couldn't profit off of being stupid, off of looking stupid. But now since we have ways to monetize popularity, it doesn't matter if it's good, bad, or in between. Popularity is popularity now. All of it comes down to money. So when you have people like her doing this type of shit, I don't look at her for being stupid. It's the climate that is allowing her to be successful and highly successful. They're so self-aware that they're even putting it in the comments. Y'all laughing at her, but she's making so much money. It's true. And the reason why this shit is not working, how people think it is, because normal people will look at the shit, right? And they'll be like, they'll laugh at it. They'll make fun of it. They're like, oh, she's dumb making these NPC noises, whatever the fuck she's making, right? These chirp, chirp noises. But guess what? You got people making thousands of videos. Now, millions of people know about her. People who never wouldn't even know about her. I said this about Mizzy before, too. It's an issue that's recycled over and over again. These people know what the fuck they're doing. So when you have people like this, do you think they're getting embarrassed when they have $1 million checks deposited into their bank accounts? They may be made fun of online. Yes. But guess what? All those people that's making fun of her online saying that, girl, you cringy, especially the dudes like this. I'm going to just say the dudes. The dudes who are coming on here saying that she's cringy are the first ones subscribing to her and subscribing to her OnlyFans account. I guarantee you she got an OnlyFans. I guarantee you she have an OnlyFans. Service girls like this that do shit and content like this, they definitely have an OnlyFans because it's just smart to do it. It's good capitalization. Let me make myself big again. Okay, so the point that I'm making is all this stuff in the social media cycle is so sad and confusing. It's confusing to people who are just like, why isn't this shit going away? Why are these dumb people keep popping up in my timeline? Oh, this person's an idiot. You're clicking on the video. You're leaving a comment saying how dumb this person is. You're clicking on the video, giving them views and ad revenue. So yeah, guess what they're going to see? Positive reinforcement. In order for these people to go away, we ignore them. It's simple. It's simple as I don't know what, but people just are addicted to clicking on something that they know they're not going to like, or they like to view a clown show. Why do you think clowns became highly successful back in the day, or the fool back in the kings and queens, whatever, you know, like those type of days? Because being stupid brings eyes. Acting abnormal brings eyes. It's genius. Stop calling her stupid. She's not stupid. She knows what the fuck she's doing. Most of these people know what the fuck they're doing. But you know what? Idiots like y'all are the idiots. I'm going to just say it straight up. The viewers, y'all are idiots. Because what y'all do is y'all making these people successful. All these people y'all don't like on social media, the people that y'all be like, oh, this person is dumb. I don't know why he's successful. Why is she famous? How does she got all these people in there? Because you're in there too. You're the one who's subscribing to it. You're the one who's secretly saying you don't like it and then going behind the scenes trying to look for our OnlyFans. That's the reason why. So I don't want to hear shit from y'all. I hear this all the time behind the scenes about people at work talking about all this type of shit. How, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand why these people are successful, big and stuff like that. You do. It's you. It's you. And it's men. I'm just going to be real with you. Men, we have an issue when it comes to simping. It's not the females. The females got their own type of way of simping. But men simp in a profitable way when it comes to women. We make them rich. Women who simp for us don't make us rich. It's not the same across the board. So the thing is, the reason why this dumb content, I'm not going to say these dumb women because they're not dumb. This dumb content keeps surfacing to the top. And the reason why you're getting degeneracy becoming at an all-time high is because of men and what we accept. Simping, loneliness, and just straight up low moral standards. That's the reason why. And I'm gonna be honest. That's why Pokimane is successful. That's why all these Twitch streamers know to come in there and to show a little cleavage. That's all you gotta do. And just bounce a little bit and do that bullshit, whatever the fuck they do. They know what they doing. Because lame motherfuckers is going to click on that video and just, oh, this is my internet girlfriend. I'm going to be on here all day. It's you. It's y'all. That's the reason why they live on easy mode. It's not because of them. It's because of us. They would be nothing without us. Let's keep it a band here. So, yeah, I just wanted to talk on this issue because when I seen this, I had a bunch of people, of course, you know, who, especially people I follow, who talk about this, but nobody talks about the full issue because, like I said before in the last video, it's profit. They talk about stuff, of course, because it's trending and because it's the hot topic, and they just laugh to make fun of it and stuff like that. And guess what? After her, there's going to be another person that's going to find another thing to make themselves look like an idiot, and they're going to make money off of it. It's a cycle. It's a fucking cycle. They do this shit every single time. So yeah, I know I always come up with different, you know, not come up with shit. I always have different shit to say because I don't care about a profit. I actually care about putting people on game on what is actually going on and why they're doing it. You guys know, most people do know, but they just don't, you know, they're part of the system that profits too. So that's the reason why they don't really talk about it too much. And they're not saying that it's the viewers' fault because they can't say the viewers' fault because they make money off of the viewers. So that's just what, you know, that's how it is. And then you have Adam 22 who's making millions of dollars off of having his wife fuck another dude.
So I'm shooting with today.
Which, to tell you the truth, he been knew the magic of making money. He know clout is the main thing. Negative clout, positive clout, doesn't matter. That's the main thing that makes you money. These people know what they're doing. So yeah, I watch it and I look at it. But since I'm a social media person now, apparently, I have to, you know, I talk about stuff that I want to talk about, but I find this very important. Most people just touch on one subject at a time and make 50 videos out of this one subject. I'm talking about all of it as a whole, so I don't have to talk about it ever again. So that's the reason why I'm talking about this shit right now. And yeah, it's very simple. Men, I would say there's 5 ways to get out this cycle. Number 1, get you a hobby. Number 2, get you a goal. Number 3, surround yourself by like-minded men who want to progress forward in life and wants to succeed just like you. Number 4, if you are younger than 25, do not focus on women, focus on yourself. And number 5, work out, be healthy, stay mentally sane, and stay mentally fit. Stay away from shit that would drag you down and people that would drag you down. That's my 5 keys to success. If you stick to these 5 things, you'll be on the path of being better. I'm not saying you'll be automatically successful, but you'll be better off than 85% of the planet. And hopefully we can get everybody doing these 5 things. But this is how you stop this shit. Stick to these 5 things and you'll see your life improve a little bit better. I'm not saying you'll be highly successful, you'll be a millionaire, you'll be, you know, top G. No. These are steps that you can take to make yourself better and to stop you from doing this bullshit. And to stop content like this from resurfacing. Because once we stop paying attention, it all goes away. It's as simple as that. That's all I got to say about this subject. I will not be making another video about this shit. You guys know how I am. I make a video about one thing. I talk about it one time and that's it. I don't give this shit attention. And the only reason why I don't get, you know, I'm talking about it now is because I'm technically a nobody. I don't even have 1,000 subscribers yet on YouTube. So I could talk about it. So, you know, until I get big, I will never address this shit. If I'm bigger, if I have an influence, I will never talk about this shit. I don't care how entertaining it is to you. I don't care. Because I actually care about the detriment that it's doing to men in general, into society as a whole. Because everybody is chasing a dollar. It's fucking up our brains. That's all I got to say. Gang, gang.
Gang, gang.